The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome back to the Musketeers. Today we have Chrissy Small, the manager of the Ruby Bay store, and today she's going to tell us how the store came to be. Welcome aboard, Chrissy. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Frances. I'm good as gold, and it's lovely to be here on the Musketeers. How did it come about?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it was just prior to the second lockdown of COVID, and I was friends with the owner, Kester McFarland. He and his wife, Carol Crombie, owned the store, and he was wanting a project. And so I initially looked at it with my daughter to start a vegan cafe, but the store was in a bit of a dilapidated state during due to the fact that we'd had Cyclone Fihi 5 years prior, and the store had just sat there dilapidated since then. So it needed a bit of TLC, and so some friends and I, we got to and cleaned it and painted it, and we then had the second lockdown in the middle of just starting the project. And it came about that I decided to continue, because I just lived down the road from the store, and I continued to paint and, you know, sort out flooring for the store, getting it all carpeted. And I also went for a grant while Kester was in hospital. He had to have major heart surgery. And while he was in hospital, I did a weekend workshop with the Arts and Heritage Ministry, and it was a fund set up by the last Labor government under Jacinda Ardern that funded creative projects that were looking at making a long-term business arrangement. So I applied for funding under that, and a weekend workshop with different people who are involved in marketing and business admin, that sort of thing. And at the end, I had to do a presentation. This is all online, of course. And in the middle of my presentation, my computer died. And so I thought, oh, I've lost every chance I had of getting any funding. Next thing, the phone rings, and it was the panel. So they put me on speakerphone. So I finished my presentation on speakerphone, which was great. And anyway, we actually got the funding. We got $20,000 funding plus GST to build the theatre, which was fantastic, because we really were relying on savings that Kester and Carol had put away. And so that $20,000 paid for the builder to build the actual risers for the seating. We had 100-year-old seating brought up from the Theatre Royal down in Timaru that they had out the back and didn't require any longer. And then I had to find all these big rods and work out how to screw all these seats together, which I did. So a little bit of engineering learning in the process. And we bolted the seats to the new risers that the builder had built. I went on the scrounge for velvet curtains. Some had arrived with the seats, just some big drops, which we cleaned up and saved and rescued and repurposed for the theatre. And so then we had this marvellous little theatre with all these seats, 36 seats that we had in the main room, and a stage. And the stage and the seat risers all came from Restore, which were from an old shoe shop in Nelson that had closed down, and they were made out of the heavy duty flooring that you use when you're building houses, sort of MDF. Well, it's not MDF, it's particle board stuff. And so everything was very solid and very put together. And then we had our first gig in July 2022, after lockdown had come, you know, it finished and we completed the store. We had a portaloo out the front because we had no toilet with the building. That had been pulled down. It was so dilapidated after the cyclone. So Kester said about having a toilet block built. We originally wanted two toilets because we were only a 36-seat theatre, but we had to build a third toilet, which was our storeroom, actually. So we turned our storeroom into a third toilet. That cost blew out to nearly $100,000. So it became a big monster. And then 3 months after we opened, unfortunately, Kester passed away and from a medical event. And it was really sad. It was devastating, actually. We didn't expect it. And we knew he had not been well. So we lost him. And anyway, so I continued. So I've been continuing the project for over 3 years now, making sure that pretty much nearly every weekend, I've needed to have the odd weekend off, that we've had some live entertainment there. So that's how the theatre started. In the process of building the theatre, we knew that we'd need to have a kitchen. So when the Red Beret closed here in Motueka, I along with Kester, came to the auction and purchased some of the industrial kitchen appliances. So we set that up in our kitchen, which we repurposed. So we've got a commercial kitchen sitting in the store. But we have no cafe operator. We really want someone who can come in and see the vision of the theatre and work with us at operating the food side of things. There's so much potential with the building. It's incredible. So with the theatre there, it has a projector system and a big screen, as well as a stage for live music and presentations, which we've had all of for a long time since it opened. And so we're really looking for someone who can see the vision of what we've created with the theatre and work a cafe situation around it. Currently, we are a licensed venue and we also open to doing food dining, which we have to do for our license, but we've just recently been doing the Taste of Palestine, which is a fundraiser that we have brought in a Palestinian chef, Fadia Al-Husseini. She's an amazing chef who has brought to life the tastes of Palestine. And so this fundraiser that we had last month raised around $1,200 for the Children for Gaza charity, and we're going to be looking at doing a repeat of this fundraiser on November the 15th. It's a Saturday night and it will begin at 6 p.m. We've got The Doctors movie, which is about the doctors of Gaza. Very confronting, but of course people will have to choose whether they wish to watch the movie. It's pretty tough with what's going on in Gaza, and not taking away from the fact that Hamas really went out of their way to hurt innocent people. But this also is an abysmal situation for Palestinians who have nothing to do with the political side of it. They are just, again, innocent victims, just as those concert goers were innocent victims in Israel. So, yeah, but we seem to be increasing the amount of victims in this war, and it's almost, you might as well call it a genocide, as some people are referring to it as, and it's got to stop. And we're doing our bit to try and help those children being affected by war.
Thank you, Chrissy. Now we're going to have a break with a quick song. Now we are going to have Amol Mercus with her song La Ahara Yalam. Do enjoy. I believe you have another song to share with us. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure, Frances. This song is a great song. It was introduced to me by one of the program makers here on Fresh FM. And it's a live performance of a powerful ancient voice, an Iranian santor. A santor is a type of drone or guitar, but it's a lap guitar. It's a beautiful instrument, but the voice, Paulina Magas, she's learned how to sing in this traditional Iranian Arabic style, and it's just divine. So yes, let's have a listen to this. If people want to find it, it's on YouTube, and it's under live performance of powerful ancient voice and Iranian santor, and the vocalist is Paulina Magus. That's Magus.
So not only are you the manager of the Ruby-based store, but you also happen to be the program development coordinator for Fresh FM. What does this entail?
Yes, well, it's interesting. A program development coordinator. So my role at Fresh FM is a part-time role, and I am always looking for people who wish to make programs. So I go to events and I talk to people and I just basically tell people about Fresh FM, how we're a community-based radio station, part of the Access network of radio stations across the country. We are a charitable organisation, so we're not a commercial station. And we basically are the voice for a lot of groups within our community, a lot of minority groups, voices that don't get heard anywhere else. And so we're looking for, you know, my job is to look for people who are wanting to be heard, have a concept, a program concept that maybe we're not already covering and would like to present it. If those people don't have the skills or have learned how to use our consoles and our recording programs, then my job is to train them. And I look after two studios, one in Motueka and one in Golden Bay. And we have another program coordinator in Nelson, Shannon, who is also doing a similar role to me. And she trains up others in the Nelson area to make programs as well. So there's a couple of us on board doing that, along with support from other staff, predominantly our production manager, Matt Budd. Yeah, so we're always on the lookout for people who have ideas. They don't have to be skilled in radio at all. That's something that we train those people in. And we have some great shows coming up. I've just been very lucky. Francis, you introduced me to Luke. Luke is a counsellor, and he is going to be coming on board to do a counselling program for men and youth. So that's going to be a great show. And so, yeah, I get really excited about the potentials in people and what they can bring to our community through our radio station. There's so much potential for anyone who has a great idea and wants to bring that idea to the table. So I'm always up for people contacting us through my email, which is motueka@freshfm.co.nz. So that is a good way to get hold of me with any program idea or just an interest in learning about podcasting. So yeah, we're looking at hosting some podcasting courses for school age children at the moment. We've got a few on board. We're looking at youth councils to gauge their interest. Well, they're actually out there in their community gauging interest for us in some of these workshops that we're looking at holding. So if anyone is interested, again, email me on motueka@freshfm.co.nz and drop me a line. Come and meet me and talk about those ideas and what you'd like to present to the community. There's so many groups in this little area of the top of the South who could probably do with a voice. So if you're in a group or an organisation where you think you have enough people to be interested in hosting a show, then come and talk to us, because this is what we're all about. We've got some great shows on board with ethnic diversity. We have Valerie, who does Yumi Talam, which is a Vanuatuan show. Now, through her show, she's managed to get Bishlama Language Week. So that's the Bishlama language is the language of Vanuatu, and because she's been working with us for so long as a volunteer program maker, we've supported her efforts to get that official language recognition, and finally this year that's happened. So yeah, we're a voice for minority groups in our communities, but we're also a voice for everyone in the community. So yeah, don't hesitate to touch base and come aboard this wonderful ship that is Fresh FM. And we've been going for 30 years now, Francis. So we hope to be here for at least another 30 years. We lost our Facebook page, unfortunately, and we've just had to reinstate a new one. So, yeah, there's some glitch in the Facebook system. So we lost a lot of supporters. So please go along and like our Facebook page, Fresh FM, Te Tawa Ihu, which is Top of the South. And, yeah, if you want to go and like our page and touch base, then please do. And listen to some of our programs on freshfm.co.nz. All our programs are up there, and we share some of our programs with our Access Network buddies. So yeah, it's a great role. How are you enjoying being a program maker, Francis?
I'm enjoying it. It's interesting, as some would say.
Yeah, and is it giving you any confidence?
I'd say so, but okay. Now you've just switched the roles. I'm meant to be interviewing you. What are we doing here?
I think we've run out of time.
We've gone over the time. Yeah. I believe that it is time for a wrap up.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Francis, for having me on your show.
Yeah, of course. It was wonderful having you here, and it always is, because you're always here.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.